Hello, we are fifth grade students from Carbondale Middle School. We have recorded public service announcements about digital media literacy to help you identify reliable sources of information.
Hi, my name is Aisha Wells and I'm a fifth grader at Carbondale Middle School. In social studies, we are learning about relevant and reliable news. I have prepared a public service announcement so you can find good news sources too. Did you know that only 31% of kids aged 10 to 18 shared a news story online that they later found out was wrong or inaccurate? Says Jenny Anderson, senior reporter and editor from the newspaper Quartz. The first thing to look for in a news article is a date. If it's old, then it's probably not relevant. This helps you know that the article just might be an old recycled thing. For example, in my article, the date is Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. So that's really recent and is perfect. Another thing you can look for to avoid fake news is the author. If they're real, then it's real. This helps you find a good article because if the author is fake, then it could never have been written. An example in my article is the author has a link in his name and he has written quite a few recent and semi-recent articles about COVID-19. One other way to spot fake news in an article is check the URL or Google search bar. If it has extra domains, then it's probably fake or copied. This can help you because if it says .lo or .com.co, then it's a fake website, so it's a fake article. For example, in my article, the URL or the link that appears in the Google search bar says HIPS www.postindependent.com News Updated Garfield County COVID-19 Stats Tracker, which is what the article is, Garfield County COVID Tracker. So it does not have extra letters or domains at the end. To help lower the amount of people who don't know how to tell fake news from real and raise the amount of people who do know how, you can learn how to tell fake news from real by listening to this and taking action. Bye.
This has been a collaboration between Carbondale Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Katie and Kay.